I saw a hergish in the Shiurim from Reb Shmuel Yankov. So this Shiur Zois Liakov, we've quoted from it already, as we've been learning Perek Chelech, this Machzor and the last Machzor, but it's two volumes, Shiurim for Reb Shmuel Yankov that he gave on Perek Chelech. So on this Gemara, Reb Shmuel Yankov said like this, that it sounds like all these things are things that a father has to worry about if he has a daughter. But if a father has a son, nah, right? That's the Indian of Ashrei Misha Banav Scharim, Oiloi the Misha Banav Nekevis. It's based on this idea. That's why Ben Sira said, Basla via Matmoyne Shav. These are things that the father of a girl has to worry, not the father of a boy. And Shmuel Yaakov goes through each one, and he explains a little bit, why would it be that these are only chashas that the father of the bride, so to speak, has, as opposed to the father of the boy? So Nisei's Shemela Yilei Banim. Right? One of the things that Ben Sira said that a father's going to always have to worry about is his daughter is going to get married, and when she gets married, maybe she's not going to have children, and it's something that's going to cause him pain. So it says Rabbi Shmuel Yankov, V'hadib ben zocha shenisa lechayesh loza. The reason it's mashma from Ben Sira that this is only something the father of a daughter has to be concerned about, not the father of a son. Efshe, maybe the reason is mishum sheyachal ben lolami toyer l'talmidim. Because a boy always has the option to teach Torah to Talmidim, that Talmidim nechshavim loy lebanim, and the Talmidim are going to be nechshav to him like sons. Ukaloshin haRambam, like the Rambam says in Hilchas Talmud Torah Perkei Alochi Yubeis, shehem habanim, that if someone teaches Torah, those people that he teaches Torah to are his sons, hamahanim, who give him pleasure loylam hazeh ula oylam haba. So said Rabbi Shmuel Yankov, this was his hergish, that the nisei shemelo yir lebanim is dafka by a bas, not by a son, because by a son you could always have the keilu. Y'all dies. You can always teach Torah, but by a daughter, not. The reason it's such a hergish is because Reb Shmuel Yankov didn't have any children. And I think this hergish of Reb Shmuel Yankov, where he's seeing in this gemara, this inyan, that by a ben zachar, there's no nisa shemel ayir lebanim. Because at the end of the day, talmidim are nechshavim lekebanim. Ukaloshin and Rambam sheheim abanim amahanim lo'ilam hazeh lo'ilam haba. This is a hergish that came from the kishkes of Reb Shmuel Yankov. And really, it's tarte b'mashmat. Number one, Reb Shmuel Yankov didn't have children. And number two, kiyudu, Reb Shmuel Yankov had such chavivas for his talmidim. And I think that's one of the reasons, big schus to learn his Torah. He had such chavivas for his talmidim that it was literally nechshav loy kabanim. This vart here is coming 100% lanias daiti from this tifa hergish that Reb Shmuel Yankov had. Just as an aside, I want to give a shout out that there's a new Haggadah Shal Pesach that just came out this year. It's called V'Higadat Olivincha, the Legacy Haggadah. The mechaber of the Haggadah is a Yid Reb Moshe Hubner, and Yedidi, Reb Shmuel Reuven Grossman, he was very oisik in this Haggadah. And the Haggadah, it's written in English, which is interesting, and it's a likut of Torah from different Gedolei Yisrael, all of whom did not have children. And really, the premise of the Haggadah is that there's a special schus when you say over Torah from someone that didn't have any children. In the world of Sefsoisei Dovevois Bekever, in the world of the Akar Satoiv that a tzaddik has when you learn his Torah, if you have a tzaddik that didn't leave over children, so really his hemshech is only through his Torah and through his Talmidim. So when you learn his Torah, in addition to the regular schus you have, over here the Akar Satoiv that the tzaddik is going to have is going to be half of a fellow. So V'higadot Olabincho, which is the Avoida of Pesach, he had this hergish to put together a Haggadah. There's so many Haggadahs, but the hergish of the Haggadah is unbelievable. And all the mechaberim in this Haggadah had no children. And by the way, I mean, just a short list. Reb Shmuel Yankov is quoted very, very much in this Haggadah. Reb Reuven Margolis, who didn't have any children, is quoted very, very much in this Haggadah. Reb Meir Shapira, Shalpiv Anuchayin, is quoted very, very much in this Haggadah. Reb Tzadik HaKayim Lublin, Reb Yosef Shal Natanzin, Alexander Rebbe. I mean, you go through the list of people you see here who didn't have children. It's half of a fella. But either way, a little bit of a tzushtel to this vart right here in Perek Chelech.